Blog Talk Radio.
What your portion is. Your portion is good news. No matter what the enemy say. Okay. Your portion is good news. Hello, brothers and sisters. So happy to have each and every one of you on. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, for all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're going to ask Pastor Bill. to give us a word of prayer, and so happy to have each and every one of y'all. So let's ask Pastor Bill to give us a word of prayer, and we'll get back into the lesson, please.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Psalm 34 and verse 7. Reading from the King James. The angel of the Lord encamp round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today in the name of Jesus, we're thanking you, Father God, for another opportunity that we can all come together and study God's word. We're thanking you, Father God, for our pastor and all the listeners and those that participate, those that are listening by internet. Father God, we give you thanks. Father God, we ask that you will bless each and every one. Open up our hearts and our minds to the word of God. May we receive it. And may that word be engrafted in our hearts, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you will bless those that are sick and shut in. You said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. Be with those who are bereaved and those who are going through. You say you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So, Father God, help us to stand on your promises. Help us to believe with our whole heart what the word of God says. We ask that you will bless our pastor, continue to be with him. We bind up anything and everything to try to come up against him, to try to hinder this word from us receiving it. Father God, we bind that up. And Father God, be with each and every one, no matter what they're going through. Know that their portion is good news, which is the word of God. So, Father God, we're just binding up anything to try to come up against any of us, Father God, as we learn the word, as we study the word together. And, Father God, just have your way. And we ask it all in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Bayer. Akron, Ohio. Thank you so much. Hey, listen, brothers and sisters. I'm excited, man, about this word. You know, we're talking about prayers that bring results. Prayers that bring results. Yesterday, we focused on God's protection. You got to know that God is going to protect you. So, in anything you're praying for, you can have that confidence to know, hey, it's a done deal. Because I asked him, he's going to do it. So there's some scriptures that I didn't finish that I want to finish. And but we were talking about God's protection. And one of them is that Pastor read Psalms 34 and 7. Angels of the Lord encamp around you. You know you got God's protection. You got to have that attitude, too, okay? And we talked a little bit about Psalms 91. But today, I want you to know, brothers, stop magnifying the word of God. When you magnify the word of God, hey, you're going to get some results, okay? Because God's word will not return unto him void. So in your preparing to pray, know that, hey, I'm going to pray his word. As long as you pray his word, not what you think, not what you feel, please get out of that. And let's pray God's word. And when you do that, it can't return unto him void. But it has to. It has no choice but to go and accomplish that which is done. So that's why you want to magnify the word of God. Okay, that's how you know you're going to get your prayer request answered. It ain't, well, I sure hope God heard me. Yes, he heard you. What made him hear you was you put his word back to him. It wasn't about, I feel this and I feel that. So I'm going to give you all some scenario in a minute, a typical thing, like when you testify. Revelations 12 and 11. Let's go there. I'm going to ask you, Pastor and Evangelist Marilyn, if she'll read it from the King James Version. That would be Revelations 12 and 11. And listen, brothers and sisters, wherever you go, you put God's word before him. And this is what God is saying to us. Look here. If you pray my word, it will accomplish what it's sending out to do. If it's healing, look for healing. It's deliverance, look for deliverance. And here's another thing, too. This is just a nugget as we get to this. Revelation 12 and 11. Here's another nugget. Hey, whatever you sow, you're going to reap. So if you want healing, pray for somebody who needs healing. Put God's word into them. Pray for that. Pray just like that. Because you know they need healing. Pray, and then you guarantee they're going to get results. They have to.
Amen.
I prayed. I know God is going to do this. No, you know he's going to confirm his word with signs following. That's what the Bible says, Mark 16:17. So we're going to ask Evangelist and Pastor, I always call her Evangelist and Pastor Marilyn, from North Carolina. North Carolina. Okay, Pastor Marilyn, would you be so kind to read that for us? Thank you.
Yes, Pastor. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Pastor. God bless you. Revelation 20:11, it says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives to death.
Amen. From the Message Bible, they defeated him through the blood of the Lamb and the bold words of their witness. They weren't in love with themselves. They were willing to die for Christ. Amen.
Amen.
See, your testimony is what the word of God says. That's what your testimony mm-hmm. is. And you standing on that word, no matter what. It's what the word of God says, and I'm standing on it. That's how you magnify mm-hmm. the word of God. That's how you know that that's what you testify in the word. You ain't testifying what you feel. You testifying what the word of God says. That's why I like when Evangelist Renee, she always talk about 1 Peter 2:24. By his stripes I'm here. She said, by his stripes I'm mm-hmm. here. When her testimony ends or starts, it's always with that. Why? Because the word of God is being magnified. Not, well, I knew God was going to, I talked to a preacher the other day. Well, I knew if I pray for you, I just felt it all in my bones. I said, wow. So you felt like your prayer is going to answer, God's going to answer your feelings. Well, I just know he's heard me many days. He heard all of us. What he don't hear? what he don't hear? When did his mm-hmm. ear get stopped up that he don't hear? Hears everything. Mm-hmm. Read Hebrews 4:13. You'll see. And not everything naked before God. Can't hide nothing. Mm-hmm. As Adam says, you can't hide. You can't hide. Hey. Even if you're walking fine. Around, you're going to hear his voice. Lord, he's Adam. Oh, yeah, I heard you, Lord. I heard you. I was naked. How you know you're naked, boy?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. He sees it out. So stop playing games with yourself, brothers and sisters. Let's pray prayers that's going to get results. So when you testifying or speaking the word of God, God has no other choice but to make his word real. So, and you know you're going to get protection. And I'm going to show you through scripture so you'll know that God always take care of his word whenever it goes forth. whenever you testify, I want to read something. Well, let me share something with you first. Then I'm going to read you something. But, man, I'm so excited about this word. God wants you to know you're going to get results.
Mm-hmm.
You will get results. Now, if you're praying and you're not looking for results, then don't pray.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Don't pray on maybe he will or hope he will. That the people that I've talked to and that people I know, there's always a problem there. And if not, they still deal with it because they know that sooner or later, well, here's the thing. They know they have a weakness and God is their strength. How about that? Huh? So mm-hmm. when you know that God is your strength, you're going to get results. Even if you have to do like they said over there in Habakkuk. We're going to read that and then I'm going to get to my point. In Habakkuk 3:19, well, actually, let's read Habakkuk 3:17-19. See, I'm saying that if you have this knowledge to know, Lord, I'm depending on you. No matter what, I don't care what happens, I'm still depending on you.
Mm-hmm.
If it don't rain, my crop don't grow. How about
Amen.
That?
Amen.
See, when you're praying Amen. With that attitude, have a lot to do with it, brother and sister. But over in Habakkuk 3:17-19, would you read that for us, Pastor? Yeah.
Habakkuk 3:17-19, it says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places to the chief singer of my stringed instruments. Amen.
Mm. Praise God. From the Message Bible. Though the cherry trees don't blossom, and the strawberries don't ripen, though the apples are worm-eaten, and the wheat fields stoned, though the sheep pens are sheepless, and the cattle bars empty, I'm singing joyful praise to God. I'm turning cartwheels of joy to my Savior God, counting on God's rule to prevail. I take heart and gain strength. I run like a deer. I feel like I'm king of the mountain. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. See, so it doesn't matter. Hey, man, I don't care if the fig tree don't blossom. God won't answer my prayer. I don't care.
Amen.
If you don't come off the vine. God is going to answer my prayer.
Yes.
The matter. The neighbor of the hollow may fail. Man, that's awesome, man. You got to hear this testimony. Though the flock, they may not even be cut off from the fold. I mean, man, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
There would be no hurt. I mean, nothing next to me. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to God of my salvation. I know he's going to answer my prayer. I'm asking him for strength. Lord, strengthen me. Matter of fact, he's going to strengthen me so he's going to make me like deer feet. I mean, you got to see that. They fast and they sharp and like hind feet. They can stand on the cliff right there on the mountain, man. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the deer, let me tell you, when you get up there, there, nobody up there with him but himself. Because he's going to be great, but he can't go.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
Yeah, they'll get on some rocks. You wouldn't dare get on there.
That's right.
So when you can see that vision, because you know the Lord is your strength. And like Paul said over there in, where was that, Romans 8. Over in Romans 8, verses 26 and verses 27. I want you to see this, man. See, the attitude means a lot when you want to get prayer results.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows Philippians 4:19-20. And my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus and the Spirit. So you know where your strength lies. But in Romans 8:26-27, read that for us, Pastor Merrill.
Romans 8. You said 24 and 27. 26 and 27. Okay. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. Yeah, that's it. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray as we ought. But the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. 27, and he that searches the heart knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Amen.
In the message Bible. Meanwhile, the moment we
not hear you, Pastor. Are you hearing her, Pastor Merrill?
I'm not. I can barely hear her.
Making prayer out of our wordless time.
Pastor Bill. Pastor Bill.
Pastor Bill. Are you available? Pastor Bill.
Yes, Pastor.
Okay, that's better. Yeah, we missed you. You faded out. Try it again for us, please.
Okay, no problem.
I heard you say meanwhile.
Okay. Meanwhile, the moment we get tired of waiting, God's Spirit is right alongside, helping us along. If we don't know how or what to pray, it doesn't matter. He does our praying in and for us, making prayer out of our wordless sighs, our aching groans. He knows us far better than we know ourselves, know our pregnant condition, and keeps us present before God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. See, a lot of times people try to explain the word away. You don't have to do that, brother. Whatever it say, that's what it is. I told sister yesterday, and you got to think about this. If God said love your enemy, you don't have to define that. That's what he means, love your enemy. If he tell you to love a stranger, if he put a stranger across your path, love him. See, you don't pick and choose what you love. And even if you did, you wouldn't have the right kind of love no way. That would be
crazy. Amen.
I'm not going to love them because they're a stranger. So God said, love your stranger.
Amen.
Stranger. I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, why do you want me to love a stranger? I mean, I don't even know that person, Lord. I don't even know their name. Why do you want me to love a stranger? And I'm going back to the scripture in a moment. So I just got to tell you this. The Lord said, you was a stranger, and I love you. You ain't all that. You was a stranger, and I love you. I didn't know what you were going to do. I didn't know what you was about, but I let you in my house. You want to pick and choose. Now, I know they don't have, what you call those, people, you know, they used to thong for a ride. I ain't giving nobody no ride. Man, they don't know nothing about God protection. God will protect you. They'll shoot themselves up with you. They'll rape themselves. People that don't believe in God's protection, hey, I'm going to tell you, you don't believe in God's protection, yep, don't let, lock your doors, your windows, trunk, and everything. Lock everything. What the devil do? Because he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But when you got
God's protection,
when you got God's strength, you don't worry about it. Even when you don't know what to pray for.
Hallelujah.
Likewise, spirit itself, not you, not your spirit, but the spirit itself gonna help them.
Yes.
That time you don't know what to pray. Don't worry about it.
Amen.
I mean, like all the preachers don't know. Well, let me tell you what. The spirit finna take over now. Help me, Holy Ghost. A lot of times that's how you gotta say it. Help me, Holy Ghost. He's gonna go to the throne of God and he gonna start groaning before God.
Yes.
So don't be trying to imitate this. You can't imitate what the Holy Ghost finna do because you done put it in your If you gonna doubt God, then don't pray. And if you gonna pray, then don't doubt. You reapply.
Say that.
That's where that works. Yeah. So the spirit says, hey man, I know I'm gonna get some results. How you know that, Pastor Bill? Because the spirit itself. You know, he knows God.
Yeah.
He got God's mind.
Yeah.
And so we're going to start making intercession. And guess who he going to make them for, Pastor Merrill? Look what the Holy Ghost is doing for you.
Yes. Thank
he's
you.
He's doing it for the saints, not the angels, the saints. Because he's doing the will of God.
Yeah.
And then he turns around and gives that favorite verse. Don't even worry about it. You know why? Because God working all these things together for your good. You know why? Because you're one of them. You're one of them that love God. And because you love God, he's going to take care of it for you.
Amen.
For no other reason. I love God and God love me. How you know you love me? Because I love his word and his word says, but I love his word, I love him, so I love his word. So I know it's going to work out for my good. I'm just persuaded that I'm not going to let anything separate me from that word.
Yes.
Amen.
See, when you get that, when you get that mindset, your strength is in the Lord, brothers and sisters.
Yes, Lord.
Paul said, you know, over in Philippians 4. But here's one other scripture. Let me see. Here's one other scripture I want to leave with you all. And that's Matthew 11 and 28 and 30. Through 30. Matthew 11, 28 through 30.
Praise the Lord. It says, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest to your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Amen, amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible. Are you tired, worn out, burn out on religion, come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythm of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Amen.
Amen.
See, you got to know that, hey, I'm going to put it in God's hand. Lord, this is in your hand here.
Yeah.
See, that's what Paul did. Remember Paul was in jail over there in Philippi jail? Remember he said, I'm not speaking in regret of what I need. I'm not even dealing with what I need. Because I've learned some stuff. I learned that whatever state I'm in, hey, I ain't even worried about it. I just learned to be content. I know how to be obeyed. I know how to be abound. Not with some things, but he said with everything. And guess what? In all things. So it didn't matter what the situation was. He did just what Jesus told him. He learned. He learned to be full.
Yeah.
And he learned to be hungry. Both to abound and to suffer. He said, guess what? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You got to know your strength is in Christ. That's why your prayer getting answered. You know, that's why your prayer getting answered. He knew that the Spirit would take over for him. I like what the writer said in Hebrews 4 and 15. We running over a couple of minutes. I like what the Spirit said over in Hebrews 4. Pastor, will you take over 4, 15, and 16? 4, 15, and 16.
Well, it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke. However, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. You said 4, 17, and 18. I'm sorry. Did you say 4, 17, and 18?
15 and 16.
That's what I read. 15,
yeah.
15 and 16.
15,
uh-huh. Okay.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, let's not let it slip through our fingers. We don't have a priest who is out of touch with our reality. He's been through weakness and testing, experienced it all but the sin. So let's walk right up to him and get what he is so ready to give. Take the mercy, accept the help. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Lady, if that don't give you confidence, nothing will. Okay? You know your prayer.
Amen.
Our CEO, our commanding officer, the chief of all operations, is in charge. He's priest. He ain't like the mother priest. He can make stuff happen. He's the chief priest. He writes the check. How about that one? I'm just trying to get you to see this. He writes the check. Hey, I want the house over there. He writing a check. He writing a check. He's cheap. So let me go on up to his office and talk to him.
Amen.
You know, when I'm broke, you got it, Lord. You got the money. Because, you know, when I'm weak, you're strong. When I'm broke, you got money.
Thank you, Lord.
And this, brothers and sisters, is real important. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be done. Watch what you pray for, because it ain't so much what you pray for. You might want to back up for a moment. Say, Lord, you know, make provision in me to receive my blessing. Because like that, God blesses us, and we ain't ready for it. I've seen people get blessed with finances, and they go cuckoo for the cuckoo, cocoa pops and all that. And they go crazy. You know how to handle it. You don't want to be one of them. When you ask God, you might want to pump the brakes and say, Lord, prepare me for a husband. Prepare me for what you blessed me for. Lord, prepare me for the wife. Because see, when your prayer is answered, are you ready for it? Are you really ready for it? If not, it's going to mess up like you did that last few dollars you had. You don't know where it's at.
Yeah.
Then you be right here talking about, oh, I wish I had a deal this. Yeah, you don't want to have that. Listen, brother, sister, your prayer's going to get results. But maybe you want to pray for the real thing first. And the real thing and the right thing is, Lord, give me the mind to receive. Give me the spirit to receive. That is so important. Hey, thank you all. Thank you, Pastor Marilyn, for helping us today with the word. And, hey, I'll see you guys Sunday for the word at noon.